Begin by taking the cleanser out of the bathroom bucket. This is a new can of cleanser, so remove the sticker and replace it with only two holes showing. Place a little bit of cleanser in the middle of the sink. Remember, a little bit of cleanser goes a long way. The more cleanser you use, the more time it takes to rinse the cleanser out of the sink. Wet your sponge and start to scrub the sink with the scrubby side of your non-abrasive sponge. The next scrubbing area you come to is the bathtub. Again, use a small amount of cleanser and your non-abrasive sponge on the scrubby side. The best way to clean the tub is to very carefully climb into it. Also notice that you do not rinse the tub until all of the dirt is removed. Which brings us to another rule, rule number 6. Do not rinse an area until you are finished cleaning it. When finished cleaning, use a large plastic glass to rinse the powdered cleanser, mildew grout cleaner, and dirty soap out of the bathtub. Now you are ready to attack the shower. This is a large and tall shower, so we will need to take an extra trip around the shower with a tall ladder. Get the disinfectant cleaner and glass cleaner from the bathroom bucket and tighten the sprayer cap as tight as you can to prevent loosening during the cleaning process. Place your glass cleaner in one of your apron loops and your disinfectant cleaner in the other apron loop. This is unusual, but we are actually going to do the dry wiping trip on the top of the shower right now. Start at the door and clean the top of the glass with your glass cleaner and a microfiber rag. Continue to work your way around the glass. As we just said, this is considered wiping and shining and is done on the third trip around the bathroom. But when a ladder is necessary in the shower, we do not want to place it in a wet shower. This would not be safe. Be sure that the floor of the shower is always very dry before placing any type of ladder on the floor and stepping on it. Get the disinfectant cleaner and glass cleaner from the bathroom bucket. Tighten the sprayer cap as tight as you can to prevent loosening during the cleaning process and put them in your apron loops. Begin at the switch plate by the door and wet wipe the plate. Electrical outlets and switch plates must be cleaned whenever necessary. Next, you will come to your first sink and counter area.